By the way, that's what the early church did. Acts chapter 2 details what the early church did. It's there in chapter 2, verse 42. It says they devoted themselves, that verb is a progressive verb, meaning they did this over and over again. They devoted themselves to the teaching, to the breaking of the bread, and to the prayers. Each day they went into the temple, it goes on. Each day they gathered to break bread together. In other words, they were eating meals together. It was that consistency that became a great witness for those who were living around Jerusalem. So small, smart choices plus consistency plus time. The Christian church has taken many different forms and looked many different ways throughout its history, undoubtedly. There have been times that the Christian church had no building. There wasn't even a building. First 400 years, probably not very much so any buildings. There were times in which the church had the most pristine building in the entire community. There are times that the Christian church had plenty of resources. There are times that the Christian church hardly had anything to get by. There are times that the Christian church has lived under totalitarian governments. There are times that the Christian church has operated under more free-flowing governments that we might be used to. There are times that the church has been more formal. There are times in which the church has been informal. But here's the thing. The church is timeless and will never go away. That's Jesus' promise. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said, I will build my church, my ecclesia, and the gates of Hades, the gates of hell will never overcome it. And you know, my friends, the reality of it is that when we share that we live, that we believe in the one holy Christian apostolic church, and when we say the creed, we're saying we agree with Jesus, that the church is timeless. Henry Nguyen says this actually in his writing. If you say that you have Jesus but not the church, Henry Nguyen says, if you have Jesus but you don't have the church, he actually says you don't have Jesus at all if you don't have the church in his writing. My friends, small, smart choices plus consistency plus time equals making a difference in the world. I'm pretty biased about the church. I love the church. But there is some not so good news to be real this morning as we talk about choosing church. And we just need to put it out there. More and more people are not choosing church in their practice as a habit. Now, research is showing this, that if you invite someone to church, it's likely they're going to say something like this: I'm spiritual, but I'm not really religious. In fact, among self-professing Christians today, the research shows that 10% will say that they have a solid faith in Jesus, but they just don't attend church. Now, that may not sound like a high number, 10%. 20 years ago, that number was 2%. It's growing. And how about attending church? What does the research say about attending church? And this is pre-COVID. Pre-COVID, the statistics say that the definition of attending church was attending every single Sunday. You may remember those days, 20, 30 years ago. About 20 or 30 years ago, it shifted. Attending, being a faithful attender of church, was if you attended two or three Sundays a month. Right now, they say the definition of attending a church is if you come just once a month. Attending church. How has attending church gone during the season of COVID? Actually, interesting study was done by Barna. Barna says that one-third of Christians who were regularly attending church are neither attending online worship or in-person worship these days. That's not to guilt anyone. That's not to make us feel bad. I'm speaking to the church here. You show up every Sunday. I know that. Our church is actually phenomenal with attending church. But it is to keep up that practice and to encourage others to be in that practice in which they can be in church and practice this beautiful equation of small, smart choices, consistency, and time. That's what makes a radical difference.